You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. That was Why Do Your Folk, featuring Otto Folk Conrad. And now it's time for Edge of Americana, featuring Otto String Band Conrad and me, Josh Behrman. And hello, it's good to be back.
Josh, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, last week I was kind of feeling like the contents of a kitty litter box or something like that, something not so good.
Did you ingest the contents?
No, I don't think so. I had the holiday yucks. The kind of mid-holiday yucks. If you're calling now, you're going to have to wait. Call back. The number to call, of course, is 804-649-9737. Otto and I have just kind of a mixed bag of stuff tonight.
We got no theme, but I think it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be exciting.
Josh, what did you bring?
Well, I brought...
what's your show and tell?
My show and tell is a stack of 78s that were given to us, and I, of course, forgot the piece of paper on which I had written the person's name who brought you and I these 78s, and
yeah,
I feel guilty about
nice
that.
Nice listener who donated these to us. Thank you so much.
And if you are listening and you did donate, please call in and
claim
and I will thank you profusely and then also remember your name. But in a bit, I've got this brought in this turntable that plays 78s, and we're going to hear them, but I've got to get it going first. So what do we have to start, Otto?
We're going to do this is a guy named Herb Key, and his band's called the Elkville String Band. And Herb is a resident of Grayson County, Virginia, and he's going to do a version here of Otto Wood.
All right, let's hear it.
Step up, buddies, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, but you might sing it wrong. Story about a man they called Otto Wood. Can't tell y'all, but I wish I could. He stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day, and then he had a quarrel with a clerk, they say. He pulled out his pistol and he struck his fatal blows. This is the way that the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? Word this as fast as they could, and the sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. The jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed sentence to the penitentiary. They put him in the pen, but it done no good, cause he wouldn't hold a man called Otto Wood. It wasn't very long till he stepped outside, pulled a gun on the guard and said, take me for a ride. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? Next time he caught him was away out west, in a hold-up game he got shot through the breast. They took him back, and when he got well, they locked him down in a dungeon cell. He was a man who would not run, cause he always toted a .44 gun. He loved the women, but he hated the law, and he just didn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? West and he rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town.
Salisbury.
They said, Otto, step this way. We've been expecting you every day. He pulled out his gun and then he said, if you make a crooked move, you both be dead. You better crank up your car and take me out of town. But a few minutes later, he was graveyard found. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun?
Otto,
I'm going back Jericho. Sugar babe, I'm going back Jericho. I'm going to marry before I go. Sugar babe. Never seen the likes since I've been born, sugar babe. Never seen the likes since I've been born, sugar babe. Never seen the likes since I've been born, picking up sticks and parching corn, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho. I'm going to marry before I go, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho. I'm going to marry before I go, sugar babe. Someone says there won't steal, sugar babe. Someone says there won't steal, sugar babe. there like morning breezes.
All right, 97.3 WRIR. That was... Oh, no, excuse me, that still is.
That was EC Ball.
That is EC Ball. Carry Tell me, Otto has this large box in here that he lugged up the stairs. What happened, Otto? You seem to have collected more stuff.
Well, I was sitting around. Actually, the day after Christmas, actually, somebody on eBay was selling a substantial collection of old time records, and I spent the better part of about 4 hours slowly working my way through those auctions, trying to get as many of these records as cheaply as I could.
Yeah.
And so this box showed up today, conveniently for the show, and I just cracked it open and pulled the first record off the top there and put that on the turntable.
And it happened to be EC Ball, your favorite man.
And it happened to be EC Ball.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, before EC Ball, we had the Scottsdale String Band from OK Records, number 45103, made and patented. Oh, see, that's no, – I'm sorry. That's actually the phonograph has been patented. Number 45103, and it was recorded sometime between 26 and 32. I don't know. I haven't done that much research on these 78s. But the Scottsdale String Band, named for Scottsdale Mills near Decatur, Georgia, right near Atlanta. And they were a mandolin-driven string band. And that's just one of those 78s that we were given.
Josh, did you say that they were located near the Scottsdale Mill?
Scottsdale Mill.
So these are probably mill workers.
Is
the mill
yeah, you might band? Assume you might one might assume so.
Yeah.
Let's see, Blevy Freeman is one playing the banjo mandolin on there, and that's the Chinese breakdown. They also recorded the Japanese breakdown, which I believe is, I mean, the same thing as the Chinese breakdown. But anyway, so that was the very first of the 78s, and I've got a whole bunch more to go still. So we'll get to some more. Before that, it was one of yours, Otto.
Was it the Mississippi Possum Hunters?
Mississippi
there?
Possum Hunters, yeah. Possum on the Trail.
From a document Mississippi String Band compilation there.
Doc Walsh before that, going back to Jericho, or some people call that Sugar Babe right there, and I had to clean it up a little bit for
public consumption.
For public consumption. And we started it off with
Herb Key and the Elkville String Band doing
Otto Wood.
Otto Wood.
Or Otto Wood the Bandit. Do you have any information on Otto Wood as to who he was?
I'm going to butcher this a little bit, but Otto Wood was, in fact, a real persona, that person that lived – I don't know if he lived down in Grayson County. I think he was over in Erie, North Carolina. And he was a local Robin Hood-type bandit who in the 20s and 30s was robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. And he was ultimately – shot down in a gunfight with a local sheriff, and that song was written about him. And Herb Key sings that thing about as good as anybody sings it.
Well, all right. Well, let's just keep moving along. Otto, I'm going to go back to electronic means for my next one, but then I think after this, I'm gonna rack up some Golden Melody Boys from Paramount label.
That sounds good, Josh.
To. But first, let's hear the Dixie Playboys. This is a group from Roanoke, actually. And this is some hot tenor banjo playing here. So let's hear. This is Lollipop. Thank you.
every night I have a dream of you, dear. I wake up in the morning feeling blue. How happy we could be if you would share with me. I hope someday you'll make my dreams come true. I hope and I pray that some lucky day you'll send your name dear to mine. If you only knew the heartache that grew from hearing you say maybe someday I'll change my mind. Never wait, so don't wait too late before you make up your mind. I'm waiting for the day when I will hear you say that you're ready now in your name to I hope and I pray that some lucky day you'll send your name dear to mine. If you only knew the heartache that grew from hearing you say maybe someday I'll change my mind. Time never waits, so don't wait too late before you make up your mind. I'm waiting for the day when I will hear you say that you're ready now, change your name to mine.
Without any warning, I'm gonna leave this place. I'm going where the redskins like to hunt and fish. I wanna be an Indian too, cause I like that kind of a dish. I got them Oklahoma blues. I want you to know it's true. I want to get back on the farm, right where I was born. Back with the cows and chickens, with the milk pail under my arm. I'll water the horses and feed the pigs, stack the hay in the barn. Oodle-ay, yodle-ay, oh, yodle-ay. Where the tall grass grows, coyotes howl at night. The cyclones are so many, you get a thrill each night. The buffaloes cross the prairie with the Indians on their trail. With bows and arrows made by hand, the Indians never fail. Now there's my old shorty, the horse I used to ride. There's old Kirch and Billy Ray, my wolfhounds by my side. With my rifle on my shoulder, and with both boots in the stirrup, I'll ride across the Indian's land where no man ever worked. I've got them Oklahoma blues, the blues that I can't lose. I'm going back there someday, I mean back there to stay. With mother, dad, and sister, again I'll never part. The letter I got from my best gal said I broke her heart. Oh-de-lay, yo-de-lay, oh-de-o-lay.
The year I was 16, that was a kind of a low time. Especially at home, it was sad. It wasn't anything you could name. It was just that all of a sudden, everything familiar about living was gone. Folks around all seemed restless. They just couldn't be satisfied. I would catch myself getting that feeling, too, many a time. And I'd puzzle about why it should be. Maybe because the house was so empty, just me and Mom and Dad there. Most of the others were married and living off to themselves now. Uni and May had married men who took them way off, Massachusetts and North Carolina, so that we hardly ever saw them anymore. Those who weren't married were off at college or teaching school and boarding away from home. Mom worried about them all scattered about that way, and she spent the night hours writing letters at the kitchen table. For the first time, I began to notice that she was getting old, and Dad, too, both white-headed and stoop-shouldered. The long, warm evenings were somehow the saddest of all. We'd get our bit of supper over and the work done up, the cow milked and the horse and pigs and chickens fed and the coal and kindling in, and then we'd sit around in the front room. I'd get my lessons, and Mom would piece quilts or mend or write letters. Dad would maybe take down the dulcimer off the wall and make the old tunes ring proud in the still, forsaken night. Have you ever heard a dulcimer played on a still, soft night? By a lonesome person? Such night, late in the month of May, we were sitting like this. The dulcimer was crying and the moon was rising in a spring mist, and the lonesomeness moved down from the hills and sat with us. The 7:15 short dog moaned by, blowing for the crossing. It was a night like 100 other nights, with us sitting there, working and talking a little, humming and thinking to ourselves. About 15 minutes after the train passed, car lights turned up the branch, Mom said, as it was her habit. Now, I wonder who that could be yonder. Dad went out to the porch to watch the lights come near. The lights went off. The motor turned off. White and dark shapes got out all the doors, talking, laughing, whispering, and moving up to our house and up the steps. Dad said, "Come right in now. Who is it now?" "Well, for the good Lord, where did you? How did you get here?" Well, May's voice whooped out between all the hugging and kissing. "We aimed to surprise you. Drove all the way today. Reckon you can put us up all at one time?" May and Leon and the three children and Mally, who was staying with May then. What a time. We all flew around building up a fire in the kitchen stove and putting supper on. May looked around her. "Am I the first one home?" she asked. And then she just grinned when we asked what she meant. Then her husband Leon said, "I picked up two tramps on the road, and they want a place to stay all night." And out of the car rolled Kitty and Edna, come home unexpectedly from their schools. They'd come in on the train. People just kept coming in. Jewel from Berea College and Pauline from Science Hill School and Wilmer from his college down the line in Jackson. And about midnight, Uni landed in, all the way from Massachusetts. Then the ones who lived in around close, Raymond and Truman and their families from Kenmont Holler, and Ollie and Roy and their seven children from around the hill, all gathered in, and the family was complete. Well, the children told us how it came about. They got to writing around amongst themselves how much they'd like to make a trip home and how low Mom's letters sounded, how Dad had cut his hand bad again with the axe, and how the little ones all wanted to see their grandpa and grandma and meet up with each other, and how the mountains were so pretty in the springtime. So they all made it up to come in home on the same day, let it be a surprise to us at home, have a reunion. Well, some came to stay a month, some to stay a week, and the college students just for the weekend. But it began with the first night we were all together again, that right feeling. I felt it soon as we all sat together on the front porch and started to sing. When we all got started on "The Cuckoo, She's a Pretty Bird," we sang back all the happy days and ways of our growing up. Remembrances by the score swept over my mind. Funny happenings, happy days and sad days. And I could tell by the sound of the other voices that they were remembering too. The lovely past was not gone after all. It had just been shut up inside of a song. Oh, the cuckoo! Glad tidings that she tells us no lie. She sucks all pretty flowers to make her voice clear, and she never sings cuckoo till the spring of the year. Come all you your affections on the love of a man, for the roots they will wither, the branches decay. He'll turn his back on you and he'll walk square away. If you do forsake me, sworn, and they'll all be mistaken if they think that I'll mourn. I'll get myself up in some higher degree, and I'll walk as light by him as he can by me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and she tells us no lies. She sucks all pretty flowers to make her voice clear, and she never sings cuckoo till the the spring of the year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was very pretty.
Very pretty.
Wasn't it?
A little long and talky, too.
A little long and talky. And as I said, you know, all that talking, and then what do we get is a dulcimer song. No offense to dulcimer players out there.
It was actually a pretty nice dulcimer song, but that was a lot of talking. That was Gene Ritchie off a Riverside album called Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And the songs that she did there were Sweet By and By and The Cuckoo. Josh, what did you play before that?
Before that, we had the Oklahoma Blues as sung by Walter Dalton and his guitar. And I don't really have any information on – I was looking for something on Walter Dalton. I couldn't find anything except that it was recorded on the Perfect label, number 12474. That was the B-side. But I don't know much more beyond that, I'm afraid.
It sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. Great. That's nice slide guitar.
Just to give you the visuals here too, ladies and gentlemen, he's got this little 78 player sitting on top of the soundboard here. And the 78s, of course, spin very fast.
Yeah, you can't read any information off a 78 while it's spinning, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty neat thing. Before that, we had Emmett Lundy from Grayson County, Virginia, doing what was the song?
Molly Put the Kettle On, I believe is what he called it. People also call that one just Polly Put the Kettle On. And I believe there's actually another tune called Molly Put the Kettle On, which is kind of more minor and modal. But that one's what, you know, who am I to argue with Emmett Lundy? And before that, the Golden Melody Boys with Maybe Some Lucky Day from Paramount release number 3124. And I love the Golden Melody Boys. All that kind of raggy string band stuff is all right with me. And we started it off with the Dixie Playboys doing a tune called Lollipop that was recorded live on WSLS in Roanoke. And I got that from the Digital Library of Appalachia, which is a fabulous resource for people like me and you, Otto, and I think I've done whole shows of music that I kind of pulled off of the Digital Library of Appalachia.
You're such a geek, Josh.
Yeah, well, kind of. Well, let's just keep this 70. Speaking of which, let's just keep this 78 business rolling.
Yeah, what are you gonna spin here?
Let's see. This is the Piedmont Log Rollers right here, and this is a tune from a Victor release. This is called "My Sweetheart Is a Shy Little Fairy," and she really is.
All air as far as gates, yeah, more.
Well, shucks, I was going to get something ready here. Oh, yeah, you can pull that off. Thank you very much. I'll do this right then. Hey, WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well to our underwriters. Without underwriting support, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about getting the word out about what you offer, a special event, a project, or your love of WRIR, contact WRIR's underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, by email at underwriting@wrir.org and by phone at 804-557-3798. And remember, any business owners out there, when you underwrite with WRIR, not only are you doing a form of advertising, but you are also aligning yourself with our values of independence and awesomeness. So
hear, 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 hear.
That was just my own input there at the end of that.
Very nice.
Otto, I think you wanted to cut in because we wanted to.
I want to set something up here.
Forward announce what we're doing.
Because this is pretty cool here, what we're going to do. Out of the eBay stash here, I've got an album here called Cacklin' Hen. It's Albert Hash, old-time fiddler. Of course, Albert Hash is the guy that mentored Wayne Henderson on guitar building. And he's playing with the White Top Mountain Band. And this is I guess the first formulation of the White Top Mountain Band. It's got Albert Hash on fiddle, Thornton Spencer on fiddle, Flurry Dow on banjo, Emily Spencer on guitar and vocals, and Tom Barr on bass. And we're going to do a track off of this called The Dream of the Miner's Child, and you're going to hear the vocals being done by Emily Spencer. After that, we're going to play a track from Martha Spencer's version of the White Top Mountain Band.
And Martha Spencer, of course, is Emily and Thornton's daughter. And in this picture on the cover of this album, Emily Spencer looks – it's amazing how similar they look, actually. And they're both fabulous musicians. And the current White Top Mountain Band, although I'm not sure which album. Let's see. This is a new album, which I believe is kind of – it's called the White Top Mountaineers, which is Martha Spencer and I can't remember the fella's name. But she also plays in the White Top Mountain Band, which, of course, still features Thornton Spencer on the fiddle and her mother playing banjo. And then she'll play guitar. She'll also play fiddle, and Martha will, and sing. So this should be fun.
Yeah, two generations here of old-time music from Wilson County.
Let's start it off with Albert Hash and the White Top Mountain Band doing The Dream of the Miner's Child.
Oh, yeah. slippers, I'm bound to wear them golden slippers, I'm bound to wear them golden slippers, I'm bound to wear for said I pay
baby, my name, walk around the world, baby mine. I'd walk around the world, I'd be better thinking, girl mine. Walk around the world, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, don't you cry, bother me. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. I'm going to Arkansas, you say you're going home. Oh, I'm going to Arkansas, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. Oh, I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. I'm going to Chattanooga, and from there on to go. Oh, I'm going to Chattanooga, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine. I'm going across the ocean, if my dog came, I know. I'm going across the ocean, baby mine. When you ain't got no money, baby mine. You ain't got no money, baby mine. And you ain't got no money, get yourself another honey. I'm going around the world, baby mine. I'm going around the world, baby mine. I'm going around the world, baby mine. I'm going around the world, I'll be better thinking, girl. I'm going around the world, baby mine. Hey!
Down in the country, 3 miles from a railroad line. I called her, see her the other night. Say, late, I missed my train. Her paw discovered me and threw me right out in the rain. I got right up and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. I did not have my number real, so I would not stand and talk. Put on my hat and then my vest, put my coat throughout my chest. And got right up and walked and walked and walked and walked and would not tell me where. We got right up and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. We both began to scratch and scratch, but neither one could talk. Pull off her hat and then her dress, everything else she had on, I guess. And got right up and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked.
Wilson, 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 Wilson.
You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
I will do you no harm, whatever may I sleep in your barn just tonight. You have asked me how long I've been tramping and leading this kind of a life. I will tell you my story, kind mister, yet it pierces my heart like a knife. It was 3 years ago this past summer. Oh, I never shall forget that sad day when a stranger who came from the city, he was tall, he was handsome and gay. He was sportily dressed and looked handsome, and he looked like a man who had wealth. And he wanted to stop in the country and board there a while for his health. Now my wife seemed like to be earning for something to add to her home. So she coaxed until finally I consented for the stranger to stop there and board. I was coming home one day from my work, sir. I was whistling and singing with joy. I expected some kind-hearted welcome to receive from my wife and my boy. Then I saw something look like a letter that someone had placed on the stand. And the moment my eyes fell upon it, then I taken it up in my hand. And the lines that were written upon it, they ran through my brain, drove me wild. For they said that the stranger in Nelly had ran off and taken my child. I am sure there's a God up in heaven of whom I've been taught to believe. And I'm sure that he'll give to the scoundrel the doom that he ought to receive.
Wasn't that sweet?
Very nice. Nice 78, Josh. Who was that?
That was Lester McFarlane and Robert A. Gardner doing May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, from Brunswick number 203, from the Brunswick label.
Very nice. Before that, we had Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers doing Tupelo Blues from a document compilation.
And before that, the Aikens Birmingham Boys with I Walked and Walked and Walked and Walked and Walked and Walked and Walked. Just more silly string band music. All of this pretty much for me has been on these 78s. And like I said, I haven't done enough research yet, but I will. And when I do, I'll pass it on to you about all these records.
Before that, we had the Coon Creek Girls doing Banjo Picking Girl. That's off the eBay collection.
Mm-hmm. And, early radio favorites, an old Homestead release.
Yes.
Riley Puckett before that, another 78, doing The Moonshiner's Dream from Columbia Record.
And we started that whole thing off with our Spencer family tribute, basically. We had Emily Spencer and the White Top Mountaineers.
No, that was Martha.
Martha Spencer with her partner doing Poor Sinner, Fare Ye Well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Martha's father and mother playing with Albert Hash in an album called Cacklin' Hen.
Yeah,
and the name of that song was "The Dream of the Miner's Child."
That's right.
And speaking of Riley Puckett,
yes.
Speaking of Riley Puckett, watch me work here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play a track from a band called the Georgia Yellowhammers, and Georgia Yellowhammers is a band that came in the wake of the Skillet Lickers, which of course Riley Puckett played in, and they basically are from the same neck of the woods in Georgia,
mm-hmm, North Georgia.
And have their own kind of unique sound to it. And this track we're going to play is something called the G Rag. From an album called The Moonshine Hollow Band.
On Rounder Records. All right. Let's hear this G-Rag.
All right.
Well, folks, this is Georgia Yellowhammers from the PDQ station, just now getting right. All right, boys, let's go from here.
Pat and Jake were planning for that Christmas not very far away. They had a little daughter, a sweet and pretty child, and all the folks who knew her loved Mary and caught a smile. She left her home one morning for school not far away, and no one dreamed that danger could come to her that day. And then a murderous villain, a fiend with heart of stone, took little Marion Parker away from friends and home. The world was horror stricken, and people held their breath, until they found poor Marion, her body cold in death. And then they caught the coward, young Hickman was their man. They brought him back to justice, his final trial to stand. There is a great commandment that says thou shalt not kill, and those who do not heed it, their cup of sorrow fill. This song should be a warning to parents far and near. We cannot guard too closely the ones we love so
a little bit for you. Seems like she's been lazy here lately, sitting off away from home. Let's see if she won't come on up and get her feed. She cackled in the lot. The next time she cackled, she was in the pot. Cackle for corn. Old hen cackling, and the chickens all gone. She's raised on a farm. Now she's in new ground digging up corn. The old hen cackles, you cackle for corn. The old hen cackles when the chicken's all gone. Let's go.
Like to be there, I believe. Hiroshima was the answer to a fighting boy's prayer. Oh, it went up so loud, it divided up the clouds, and the houses did vanish away, and a great ball of light filled the Japanese with pride. They must have thought it was their Christmas Day. Smoke and fire, it did flow through the land of Tokyo. There was brimstone and dust everywhere. When it all cleared away, there the cruel old Jap did lay. The answer to our fighting boy's prayer. Yes, Lord.
Guitar boogie makes me in that way, just the way it is. Pack up and leave. Home looks so lonesome. Don't your home look lonesome when you baby pack up and leave? Home looks so lonesome when you baby pack up and leave. Home looks lonesome. Home looks so lonesome when you baby pack up and leave. Don't the sun look lonesome shining down through the tree? Don't the sun look lonesome? Sun looks so lonesome shining down through the tree. Oh, tell me, baby, what's the matter now? I wanna know. Oh, Lordy, baby, tell me what's the matter now. Is you gonna quit your daddy anyhow? Is you gonna quit your... Is you gonna quit your daddy anyhow? Baby, that's all right. That's all right for you. Baby, that's all right. Baby, that's all right, honey. That's all right for you. Well, you know I love you every way you do. You know I love you. You know I love you any old way you do. I wanna know what's the matter. Something going on wrong. Tell me what's the matter, baby. You went away last night and you stayed out all night long. Honey, that's all right. That's all right for you. Baby, that's all right. I love you, baby, any old way you do. When the sun going down, ain't this a lonesome place? Sun going down. Sun going down, ain't this a lonesome place? I feel so lonely, can't see my baby's face. So lonesome here, can't see my baby's face. Put me down. You are the sweetest girl in town. Up and leave. Home looks so lonesome. Home looks so lonesome when you big pack up and leave.
Dog.
Very nice. That's some strong John Hurt playing there. Neat recording here. This is a recording from September of 1963. There was a folk club in Washington, D.C. where John Hurt resided at that point in time called the Ontario Place Cafe and Gallery. And apparently he had a standing gig there, and they recorded that particular set that's on this album called Worried Blues, and that was, of course, the Worried Blues.
Before that, we had Carl and Hardy doing a tune called When the Atom Bomb Fell, kind of a hymn, kind of a – they're not brothers, but they're similar. They're kind of doing this brother duet thing. Let's see.
Yeah, that was pretty neat, Josh. What's
Carl Davis and Connecticut Hardy Taylor were both born in Mount Vernon, Kentucky in 1905. And they both played in string bands in Louisville and later in Chicago. They played on the National Barn Dance. And they recorded that track, actually, December – the 4th, 1945. Now, pardon me for not knowing the date that of Hiroshima, but it couldn't have been too much before they recorded that. So, you know, it's kind of a nationalistic song, to be sure.
It's of its time.
It's definitely of its time, and that was on the
spirit of the times. So.
On the Columbia label. We're going to play another one of theirs in just a second, but let's get through what we have. Before Carl and Hardy, that deep voice, Otto, the record must have been too slow.
Yes,
right?
That's right. That's the murdering barber from Grayson County there. That's Vester Jones with that deep voice and tuned down banjo. And it does. It sounds like the speed must be off, but that really is his voice.
Yep. Doing Cluck Old Hen.
Pretty neat.
And before that, you had Raina Gellert.
And Susie
Gehring.
Gehring. Susie Gehring.
Doing Say Darling Say.
Say Darling Say. I think we're going to play another track for them here in a few minutes.
Let's see. Before that, we had Al Craver, whose real name was Marion Trial Slaughter, but who was better known as Vernon Dalhart, I just learned from a little birdie over the telephone.
Thank you, Harry.
Doing Little Marion Parker. And that's from a Columbia 78.
And then we started the whole thing off with the Georgia Yellowhammers doing G-Rag, a rounder release called the Moonshine Hollow Band.
And here we are. It's 8:30 almost on Edge of Americana.
Man, the time has flown.
It really has. When you're having to when you're dealing with things that are spinning as fast as these guys are going, you know, time flies. So let's just keep moving forward here. I really like that Carl and Hardy, and truthfully, it's the first time I've ever heard of them. So I'm gonna play another one. I'm gonna play the other side of this 78. This is a song that I've not actually listened to yet, but it's called Don't Let That Sweet Face Fool You. So that's good advice. And, enjoy.
Their heart in her. has a heart made of stone. Don't let that sweet thing fool you. Just let that thing alone.
She sang, when shall we meet? You'll never miss your mother till she's gone. For my mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all.
was a hand that touched my brow. I can almost feel it now. You'll never miss your mother till she's gone. Father, he was good and kind, told us we would never find another who would share our ills and pain. I praise God for her sweet name, for she's always just the same. You'll never miss your mother till she's gone. For my mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all. Was her hand that touched my brow? I can almost feel it now. You'll never miss your mother till she's gone. I am so far away from my home, I've gone astray. My mother often prayed for me at home. Troubles, trials, few endure. How to live a life that's pure and meet my dear old mother in her home. For my mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all. Was her hand that touched my brow? I can almost feel it now. You'll never miss your mother till she's
I like any song that starts with a slap bass. You know.
Hey, the friends of the Richmond Public Library are going to welcome Elizabeth Talheimer Smart, author of Finding Talheimers, January 7th at the Richmond Main Library at 101 East Franklin Street from 7 to 9 p.m. The author will take readers along on her quest to find the true story of her father's family and their department store Talheimers. The riveting and poignant narrative weaves together history, biography, and memoir into an unforgettable portrait of an ambitious American retail family as they grew their business from a one-room dry goods store into a 26-store chain across the South. For more information, you can call 804-646-7223 or visit the richmondpubliclibrary.org.
And that was some hopping bluegrass music right there, Otto. Here's the thing that it was played from.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was the Mountain Ramblers. This is at Alan Lomax set of recordings there. I wouldn't even think that Alan Lomax would record a bluegrass band like that.
Ah, sure. Why not?
It's awfully commercial for Alan Lomax. Anyway, it's one of those 1959 field recordings that he did on Atlantic. The Mountain Ramblers, Big Ball in Boston. What did we play before that, Josh?
That was I missed one, actually, didn't I? I'm sorry. I got so caught up in putting the next one on that I missed.
You did not log it in.
I didn't log it in. It was You'll Never Miss Your Mother Till She's Gone, and it was Bud Billings and Carson Robinson, kind of a little bit treacly there, but, you know, but still pretty and still old and scratchy. And if it's old and scratchy, it qualifies, right?
That it does. That it does.
Before that, you had...
was it Raina Gillert and Susie Gehring again?
Raina Gillert and Susie Gehring. Say, Darling, Say.
Say, Darling, Say.
And before, it wasn't actually Say, Darling, Say. It was Bucking Dunn was the name of that tune.
Right.
And we started with another Carl and Hardy. Don't let that sweet face fool you. And that's some great advice, I say. Well, it's 8:43. Lee is coming in here in just a little bit. You can kind of feel the pressure change in the air as Lee approaches.
The barometric pressure is dropping.
That's right.
And we are on fumes. So what are you going to do, Josh?
I'm going to play another one from this Aiken's Birmingham Boys here. I'm going to do a tune called There Ain't No Flies on Auntie, as in auntie. Auntie or auntie. Whichever, you know. So here we go. This is from Columbia.
You think you're gonna hear a song about the deep blue sea, but if that's running through your mind, mistaken you will be. Now sailor songs are very nice, I'm sure you will agree, but this is no sailor song, and you will surely see. Ain't no flies on 80, on 80, on 80. But there ain't no flies on 80, and I tell you the reason why. She don't drink or she don't smoke, but she likes the air on 80. But there ain't no flies on 80, and that's the reason why.
flow. And the squirrels are so many you can't count them. Then I'll make love to some turtle dove way out on the mountain. Only I'll hear it. Only I'll hear it.
May get drunk, may get boozy, that's the way Miss Black Eyes do it.
but I'm going on with a black heart today.
That was Norm Edmonds and J.P. Nestor on banjo, and that's a recording from 1927. That's part of the famous Bristol Sessions that Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family all recorded at in Bristol when Ralph Peer showed up to record the musicians of that region. And if Norm Edmonds recorded that in 1927, he was extremely young.
Well, let's see. He was born in 1889, it says here. So he wasn't as young as all that. I guess he was 38. If my math skills
well, then he
work.
Lived, then he had a long career.
Yeah, really.
We play recordings that were done in the 50s by him.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That the Field Recording Collective put out with some regularity. Anyways, that was a pretty good song there.
Yeah, that's from an album called Round the Heart of Galax.
Black-Eyed Susie.
Before that, Riley Puckett again with Away Out on the Mountain, talking about wearing grizzly bear fur and everything that he would do were he to live on the mountain, although he was blind, of course. But, you know, he had a good sense of smell, I guess.
Good imagination, too.
Mm-hmm. And before that, some hot fiddling and hot guitar playing, too, actually.
Carl Kessinger there.
Clark Kessinger.
Clark
yes.
Kessinger.
And what's the name of the rhythm guitarist there? Something Mead, Gene Mead, is that right?
Yeah. This is on Rounder Records, and it's Rounder Records number 4.
Yeah.
So
the Rounder Records Collective, it is.
It's 1972, this release was
Them Smoke'em Peace Pipe.
Mr. Kessinger is playing with Gene Mead, who at this particular recording session had large blisters on his fingers, but you wouldn't know it from the way
he had blisters on his fingers.
I got blisters on my
fingers. Aikens Birmingham Boys before that with Ain't No Flies on Auntie, and we've got time for just one more. I'm going to go out on the same 78 that we started this 78 adventure on.
Seems appropriate.
It's the Scottsdale String Band. It's the side B of the same OK release. This one is called In the Shade of the Parasol. Tune in next week for more Edge of Americana and stay tuned for the Lee Show. And you can go to WRIR.org, of course, to see the playlist.
And get the podcast.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank Kevin McFadden on air for the use of his Newmark turntable, which plays 78s. So thanks, Kevin.
Where's trouble out? Step on it. Swing your pawn. Come along. climb on it. Keep on, lady, keep on.